Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Reflecting to Power Through Higher Education, where I, Dr. Kelly Austin, will be sharing 4 reasons you need a professional learning community. You may be thinking, Kelly, how do you presume to know what I need? Good question. My answer is that it's based on what I've observed, learned from others, and investigated over the past 2 decades in higher education. So please stay right here to see if my presumption is justified. Before we delve into this topic, I must inform you that I created a guided journal for higher educators called The Professor's Week in Review, a journal for weekly reflections on the higher ed experience. This journal allows you to reflect on various aspects of being a professor or lecturer for 16 weeks. It encourages you to think deeply and create weekly action plans based on your discoveries. It gives you a space for reflecting on what you're grateful for. It also includes 9 pages of resources and checklists pertaining to faculty and committee meetings, research interests, self-care, and even a special place for describing your overall semester experience. Finally, there's also a page devoted to describing your hopes and desires for the upcoming semester. I just completed 16 weeks of reflecting in this journal, and as a result, was inspired to create this series. In fact, this particular topic tugged on my heart for almost 2 decades because I realized the void that I felt without it. I even developed a 5-year plan for implementing a professional learning community in my department as part of my PhD studies. So there are multiple factors contributing to why I am compelled to share this information with you. Now, who knows what you might be inspired to do or to create after consistently reflecting on your higher ed experience? I am certain that if you invest time in reflective writing, you will be inspired in ways you may have never imagined. And according to the article, Don't Underestimate the Power of Self-Reflection, published by the Harvard Business Review, research shows that the habit of reflection can separate extraordinary professionals from mediocre ones. So, do not delay. Head over to bit.ly, The Wire Journal, or click the link in the description to place your order and make it a mindful semester. Now, it's time to do what we do, so please grab 2 sheets of paper. Fold the first one twice to create 4 boxes. Use it as a graphic organizer for note-taking as I share these gems with you. The second sheet will be used to develop your action plan for how you will apply what we discuss. Oh, and please click that subscribe button and notification bell if you like this kind of content so that YouTube is fully aware. Let's get started. When you hear the word community, what comes to mind? Is it your neighborhood, a meta group, or your ethnic group? Well, the Cambridge Dictionary defines community as the people living in one particular area or people who are considered as a unit because of their common interests, social group, or nationality. Now, take some time to brainstorm all the communities you are a part of. You may find that you are a member of several communities. And why is that? Perhaps it is because being part of a community is crucial for human beings as it fulfills our innate social needs, provides support, fosters personal growth, strengthens shared values, and allows for collective problem solving and empowerment. Communities matter to us so much because they can also offer a sense of connection, purpose, and belonging that enhances our well-being and contributes to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. So what then is a professional learning community, or PLC? Since I enjoy examining the meaning of terms, I like to share a few definitions, highlighting some key concepts that stand out to me. The International Society for Technology and Education defines a PLC as a team of educators who share ideas to enhance their teaching practice and create a learning environment where all students can reach their fullest potential. While allthingsplc.info defines a PLC as an ongoing process in which educators work collaboratively in recurring cycles of collective inquiry and action research to achieve better results for the students they serve. It also says that professional learning communities operate under the assumption that the key to improved learning for students is, drumroll, continuous job-embedded learning for educators. Finally, edglossary.org states that a professional learning community, or PLC, is a group of educators that meets regularly, shares expertise, and works collaboratively to improve teaching skills and the academic performance of students. My. So let those definitions marinate a little bit. Take a minute to think about the essential concepts that characterize the PLC. Teamwork, enhanced teaching practice or skills, collective inquiry, action research, and continuous job-embedded learning. What do you envision? When I do so, this image comes to mind. A circle of higher ed faculty in a program, because a circle represents wholeness, unity, and a cyclic movement. The students in the center of the circle, because they are the focal point of instruction. Now, the cyclic movement is generated by the time and energy that the higher ed faculty invests in continuously honing their teaching skills. Yes, I'm emphasizing teaching. Their teaching skills so that the students succeed. Not their research skills, their publications, their accreditation, but their actual teaching skills. So let me be transparent here and say that I have never, ever experienced this collaborative process, this community of learners in higher education focused on improving teaching skills. I did in K-12, but not in higher ed. How about you? Think about your program, your department, or even the school or college in which you serve, and ask yourself, am I a member of a PLC? If not, here are four reasons why you really need to be. Number one, professional learning communities propel growth through collaboration. The power of your academic program lies in how well the faculty in the program collaborate to offer optimal teaching and learning environments. According to Merriam-Webster, collaborate means to participate or assist in a joint effort to accomplish an end. When it comes to a PLC, your colleagues and you should be constantly asking the question, how can we help each other teach better? To do that, you must first adopt a team mentality, and you must accept the reality that just because you all have graduate or terminal degrees does not ensure that you have mastered the art of teaching well. Now, as you know, a team is filled with individuals who work interdependently and cooperatively to achieve a common goal or purpose. That means that each person must work on developing their skill set so that when they come together, the combination of skills makes it easier to accomplish that end that I mentioned earlier. Let me share a personal experience to bring it on home. Go back with me to high school. When I was in high school, I played volleyball and softball. Without going into much detail, if you know anything about either of these sports, you know that no one on the team is randomly placed. Every single person on the volleyball court serves a purpose, and every single person on the softball field does too. The strength of the team lies in understanding each player's position and the role they play in helping the team earn enough points to win the game, which of course is the common goal or purpose. Volleyball was and still is my favorite sport. Listen, when Ginger, who was our setter, positioned that ball so pretty to me, an outside hitter, I knew exactly what time it was. I also knew when to yell, "I got it," when I was the middle blocker, so that everyone would quickly move out of the way and let me get it. So you see, on a team, everyone knows the capabilities of each player and respects how each player contributes to the team's success. But let's get back to higher education. What does this have to do with you and the PLC? When you are a part of a community dedicated to improving teaching, you will stay informed of best practices in teaching and learning. Remember, the PLC meets regularly. So through focused discussions with your colleagues who are growing or possibly struggling with teaching, or they may be trying various instructional strategies and adopting certain methodologies, you will expand your instructional tool belt, which will make the courses you teach even better. You can become more aware of the advances in instructional design and technology, as well as the implications of learning theories that might enhance students' mastery of learning outcomes. In other words, you will not have to figure things out on your own, but as part of a team, you can offer your knowledge and skills and also receive the benefits of the knowledge and skills of others. Ultimately, if you all view yourselves as a team, you will all benefit from each other's beautiful minds, skills, and talents. In the end, the students will experience a high-quality program because their instructors support each other in making sure that the program evolves and grows through what? Collaboration. Number two, professional learning communities promote meaningful and relevant professional development that aligns with the department or program's mission and vision. This is a biggie. I know that if you hear the word professional development or PD ever again, you will probably scream, unless you're like me and it's something that you love. So I will try to make this one as painless as possible. First, faculty must understand the program's mission, which is outlined by its aims and values. Secondly, faculty must take to heart the vision statement, which describes what the program plans to accomplish in the long run. Once these two things have been made clear, the team must determine the specific training or coaching that is needed to ensure that each teammate teaches well. Unfortunately, I have noticed that in higher education, professional development can be so individualized to the point that it gives off that every man for himself vibe. And each person in the program just registers for the workshop or seminars that the university offers based on their own interest. Or they may also attend national conferences on a regular basis. Now, don't get me wrong. Individual professional development is necessary because remember, as a member of a team, you offer a set of skills and knowledge, so you must always identify the areas in which you need training or a deeper understanding. But when you are a member of a PLC, the professional development should be aimed on improving instructional design and teaching skills, whether course offerings are face-to-face, online, or hybrid. For example, if your program seeks to offer dynamic, interactive online courses, then professional development should focus on embedding active learning strategies in those courses. There should be consistent training on this aspect of instructional design and ongoing discussions about the implementation of these strategies should occur. As a result, members of the PLC will find themselves learning together, offering support, and even becoming mentors. Why does this benefit you? Because you will have a deeper understanding of the mission and vision of your program, and the professional development will be goal-oriented and purposeful. Number three. Professional learning communities encourage innovation and adaptability. Innovation refers to new ideas, new methods, and even new devices. And yes, it has become a buzzword that might be a little overdone right now. But the truth of the matter is that college is a business, and your program is offering a product to a customer. How then do you ensure that the product you're offering is useful in your customer's future if you are not concerned about being innovative? As a PLC, you and your colleagues can investigate ways in which your program or department can develop or utilize new ideas, new methods, new systems, new strategies, and new devices that make the program more innovative. You can constantly have your finger on the pulse of the field, investigating what graduates will need to know and do in the real world. In 2020, Forbes.com published an article entitled Eight Innovative Ideas for Higher Education Right Now. One of the ideas that Brandon Busty, the author, suggests is that higher education institutions focus on creating triple threat graduates who are work ready. He explained that a triple threat graduate possesses an internship, completes a long-term project, and earns an industry-recognized credential along with their degree. Further in the article, he also talked about how employers are looking more at skills rather than degrees. Likewise, in the Handbook of Distance Education, Rebecca Heiser and Penny Ralston Berg confirm this idea when they share how more American learners are focusing on continuous skill improvement to remain competitive in the labor market. Which leaves us with the question, what can the graduate actually do? Not just what grades did they make and what degree did they obtain? In a PLC, faculty within a program can consistently discuss the skills that students must possess to be market ready, and then develop and redevelop assignments within every course that hone those skills. Now let's move on to the adaptability piece. To adapt means to adjust to new or changed circumstances. It can also refer to adjusting yourself to different conditions or environments, or changing something to suit different conditions. College students today are like no other group of college students in history. Although they may share commonalities, their needs and expectations may differ. Particularly when it comes to distance learning, oftentimes courses may be fully developed from beginning to end with no consideration of the learning gaps or learners' expectations. So the question becomes, how is your program adapting to meet the needs of a diverse population? But then the interrogation must go a little bit further. How does the instructional design support student performance, satisfaction, and success? Do your online courses look the same as they did 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago? In what ways have they needed to change to suit different conditions? If nothing was learned from the pandemic, the one thing that should have been learned is that adverse conditions create major changes in people and their environments. As a result, what once worked for students just a few years ago may need to be tweaked based on the characteristics, conditions, and priorities of students today. The PLC is the perfect community for answering the aforementioned questions. As part of the community, you can contribute to the evolution of your program as it becomes more and more cutting edge and relevant. Number four, professional learning communities cultivate a supportive and inclusive culture. Raise your hand if you want to work in an environment where you feel a sense of belonging and support, a place where you are valued and respected, a place where you are not isolated or expected to just do what you're supposed to do just because you have the education and expertise. By embracing diversity and equity, a true PLC fosters dialogue, understanding, and cultural competence. Listen, you and your colleagues have unique experiences, but like your students, you also share commonalities. But how will you know if there are no regular meetings outside of your monthly faculty meetings or coordinators meetings and the like? Remember that concept of team? Imagine being on any kind of team that never came together to practice. Getting to know each other, understanding each other, or even developing a level of respect for each other would be much, much more challenging. And it would certainly be difficult to accomplish a common goal. but a PLC where members see themselves as a team results in learning with, about, and from each other. Over time, as it meets consistently, the members will come to understand each other better. And let's take it even deeper. As the members understand each other better, that awareness may open the door to understanding the diverse needs of the students they serve even better. It could actually lead to the implementation of more inclusive instructional practices. How does this benefit you? Your colleagues will learn more about you within the PLC and those students who may also be like you, while you will learn more about your colleagues and those students who may be like them. And together, as you support each other, you may learn things about yourselves and your students that you never even fathomed. Well, today I have shared 4 reasons why you need a professional learning community, no matter your program or your institution. And I hope you are excited about the possibilities of how transformative a PLC can be. I realize that this concept may seem far-fetched for higher education, but it is very much necessary and overdue. We must become more focused on how well we are actually teaching and designing learning experiences that matter beyond the degree, and a well-managed and coached PLC will make it possible. If you would like to learn more about how to implement professional learning communities, please check out the description box where I share resources on this topic. Now it's time for your action plan. Grab that second piece of paper and answer these 3 questions that come directly from my guided journal, The Professor's Week in Review. Question number 1, what will you continue doing? Perhaps you embody many of the characteristics of a PLC individually. You may already collaborate with a colleague or two about your teaching practices. You may use data to drive instruction. You may even be extremely innovative and adaptable on your own. Write it all down. Question number 2, what will you strive to do differently? If there is no PLC in your program or department, are you willing to research the concept a little more? Will you be the one to suggest it to your chair, dean, or your colleagues? Jot down your thoughts. Question number 3, who might support you in bringing your plan to fruition? List any person or persons, programs, or resources you may need. Consider whether you need training on how a PLC should work. If the answer is yes, check out the resources listed in the description box. Then list your options. Well, if you made it this far, thank you for sharing your precious time with me. Please like, comment, share with a colleague or two, and subscribe to the channel. Remember to order your journal at bit.ly, the Wire Journal, or click the link in the description. Until next time, may you continue to transform your online courses into dynamic learning communities. Bye-bye.